Groom Lake, Area 51, all of these classified spy platforms. They even admitted later on that the UFO subject was a very convenient cover. Outside of that, there is actually what we could call an interdimensional, higher dimensional aspect to this. Something from beyond the veil of our ability to understand space-time. Something beyond our rules and principles and laws of physics. Four-dimensional beings, something that exists beyond space and time. Now, we're moving out of what we would call a material reductionist, atomist, Newtonian model of physics into the quantum physics realm. Because of our computation, because of AI, our ability to simulate, the consensus in modern day physics is we live in a simulation of some form. But it all kicked off because of a Blink-182 rock star who decided to go to the Department of Defense and the Pentagon and start asking questions and get the ball rolling. It's ancient Sumerian creation myth, which is the Anunnaki, these gods that came down from the sky and essentially molded us out of the clay of the earth and breathed life into us. And that's actually something that's echoed through a lot of the different intelligence people I've spoken to, people who have worked for the CIA and the DOD and these guys. They all seem to believe or at least hold a lot of space for the ancient creation myths, which kind of gets into probably a deep end topic, which is, were we in some way engineered as a species? It's a very, very big universe. The idea that there could be space-faring civilizations, likely. Quantum physics and quantum models are starting to look at reality in a way that's completely different, saying it's almost computational and simulation-like. All right, I'll hold space for something that could be able to come through that simulation, what we might call higher dimensional, from another aspect of reality, piercing through the veil into ours. In, I want to say it was Close Encounters of the Third Kind, French computer scientist Jacques Vallée. And Jacques Vallée's opinion, in tandem with the psychiatrist Carl Jung, was that there is some form of overarching intellect that can represent itself in different forms. I think another issue with the UFO subject is it has been purposefully saturated with disinformation from both the intelligence community and from just grifters, people that just want to make money and go to the conferences and say that they're speaking to people when they're not really speaking to people. And that's been happening for
decades.
And
would you put Luis Elizondo in that same category?
I put Luis Elizondo in the category that he's defined himself as, a counterintelligence officer. And the remit of a counterintelligence officer is to disrupt a group cohesion in any way that's actionable for what they're trying to achieve.
Do you think David Grush, David Fravor, they're part of the same cabal? Or
it's not a cabal, man. Like, you got to understand that there is a group of people in the government who've been obsessed with this subject for decades. It started off with people in what they called NIDS, the National Institute of Discovery Science, which was set up by a rich hotel magnate called Robert Bigelow.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is back in the day, and they were interested in a place called Skinwalker Ranch, which a lot of people have heard of because there's a TV series about that now. There is a group of people, they've called themselves the Aviary, they've called themselves the Sacerdotal Knights of National Security. They have been aggressively pushing this through the Pentagon and through the DOD for a number of years, and now they're out in the public doing it. I start to feel like it's more about covering up the subject in quite a clever way.